Welcome, my friends, to the podcast that never ends, where we gather our clan and talk about peace and love in our lives, the difficulties along the journey, and how we rise up. We will experience a little thing I call cluberty together, find our sweet spot, and planting our seeds to watch them grow in our magic garden. I'm Uncle Dave, and our transformation starts right here. Hey now, welcome back to Peace, Love, and Bring a Bat with Uncle Dave. So, how are you doing? Just want to bring you back to another get to know me a little bit. One of the things that we'll be talking about is the Phoenix. The Phoenix Rise is one of the really important pieces of what we're going to talk about. That's one of the R's. That's one of the premier R's. It's the rise. We have all faced lots of things in our lives, but how we have risen, how we have overcome the challenges that have come to us. And we're going to have challenges all over. If you have children, just being a parent is a challenge. But how do you rise? How can you keep rising, finding that resilience? Because that's what the Phoenix does. Now, I'm going to talk to you. I don't know how many people really know about the Phoenix, and I explained a little bit during my TED Talk. The Phoenix does not die. Everybody thinks it dies because it comes back from its ashes and it's rebirthed. The trick is, it doesn't. It keeps on going. It's birthed from its own ashes. It renews itself from itself. It levels up. It's like a video game. Back in the day, you'd go to a level of a video game and you hit those magic spots. Well, those magic spots is exactly the area that we need to figure out where we need to grow and how we need to grow. Because there's a lot of sayings out there about Phoenix, about just getting up, right? Fall down 7 times, get up 8. No matter what we do, we need to get up. And those are the really important parts that are going to be important as we talk. Everybody has faced it. And those are the people that we're going to be bringing on the show. People who, from a regular life, just like you and me, and we're going to talk up to people who have excelled in their areas. But each person has somewhat, at some point, found an opportunity to rise. And why have they risen? Because they've made that choice. Again, on one of the other episodes, we talked about personal choices. Now, the great thing about a challenge is that you get to make those personal choices. What do you want to do with those personal choices? I know I've had lots of things in my life, and I've made lots of decisions that were not good, that didn't turn out well. But that didn't mean I stopped. I didn't stop because I learned from each one of those things. One of the things about me personally is that I learn when I have told, when I've been told that I've done something wrong, I analyze and say, hey, why did I do that? How did I do that? That's part of cluberty. That's one of the things that we've also spoken about, depending on which episode you're on. Cluberty, that moment in growth, of growth, you have an opportunity. Anytime you face something, you have an opportunity for growth. And that's what the Phoenix is about. And the interesting thing about the Phoenix crosses all types of religions. It's not just an Eastern philosophy. It's not just a Western philosophy. It's in the Bible. No matter which way you look at it, the stories at least are told that the Phoenix was there and was one of the only animals in the Garden of Eden who didn't partake in the apple or any of the other pleasures. And that was one of the reasons why God has granted it some special powers of never living, never dying, but always living. Then there's a story in about Noah that the Phoenix decided that it would not eat while being on Noah's ark. So that way the other animals, and again, God gave his favor. So it's the idea, and we're not going to get too much into God. I'm more spiritual. That's the thing. These are stories that are in every culture. If you look at any of your culture, there's a bird that rises from itself that is beautiful. It soars. Now think about it. Think about what a bird does. If you ever have sat and watched birds, and when they fly, they are so free. And that's the important part, is to know how to rise from yourself, how to recalibrate when you need to recalibrate. Not everything that you do is great. Not everything I do is great. I'll tell you that secret. Uncle Dave is not perfect. Doesn't try to be perfect, tries to be the best person that he can be. And when he sees that there's a problem, he works on the problem. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to be bringing on people who are going to give you some ideas that you might not have even thought of doing, some ideas that you might not have even been able to know about. There's different ways to heal ourselves. I've spoken about havening, and I will continue to talk about havening. We'll bring on people who are haveners that I approve of. And that's what we're going to do, is we're going to find lots of different ways to go about it. It's that path. We are not going to be flying separately. Again, when I mentioned about birds, birds stick together. So we're all going to be phoenixes. There's going to be phoenix influencers. Those are people who are leading in their worlds and in their businesses. Those are the people that we're going to want to talk to. I mean, there's amazing people that we're going to have on this show. It's not just going to be me talking and telling you what I think, because it's not. I don't want you to believe what I think. I want you to know for yourself. This is not going to be say what I say. I'm more of a servant leader, so I want to make sure we all help each other. We all pull each other up. Rising tide lifts all boats. It happens because of the tides. It happens because of a lot of different reasons why. And that's what I want you to do. So I want you to be a phoenix in your own life. I want you to understand that you can rise from your ashes. And many of you have already risen from your ashes, or rise from your ashes, but didn't look at it that way. We need to rise up, level up, and always remember there's an R in your heart. Rise, resilience, rebirth. There's amazing, powerful things that you can do. And make sure you have the resilience. And because this is peace, love, and bring a bat, I want you to swing that bat. I want you to find that sweet spot on that bat and hit it as hard as you can, but make sure that it leads to growth. And thank you. This is another episode of Uncle Dave and Peace, Love, and Bring a Bat. Thanks. Well, my friends, today's journey has come to a close. I hope the seeds of peace and love continue to grow for each one of you. Remember, the peace and love surround you that will assist you to rise again. And don't forget to bring a bat for what you believe in. Namaste.